The Cary Playwrights Forum presents a podcast in 8 self-indulgent episodes by Larry Bliss. All great civilizations erect monuments to show the world their daring and might. In the Research Triangle of North Carolina, a gleaming monument will rise to conquer the sky. 160 stories tall, built of quantum welded carbon fiber and titanium, home of 40,000 people and 2,000 businesses. The world will look on it and despair. Erasing the sun with this shadow, it is the Spire.
NSA intercepts 505.7 through 505.13, all gleam from various persons distributed in space and time. Primary keyword, the Spire.
I tell you, Manny, the Spire is gonna make my career. I haven't been so excited since I was elected assistant vice president of the 7th grade science club.
Why are you calling at this forsaken hour, Dimitri? It's way too early for tchotchke, and I have to go buy happy breakfast for Melolia.
Found out about the bread, what it's really for.
So soon? I thought it would take weeks.
I played a hunch. Turns out the associate of a friend of an associate has an acquaintance.
Not that again. How many times have I told you?
The bread particles are meant for the residents of the Spire.
Say what?
Maritime will offer unbeatable deals on bagels and croissants sold in the Spire's food courts. As they eat, the residents' bodies will gradually adapt to spaceflight. They won't know that, of course. Call it gastric indoctrination.
Wow, is that devious?
You're the expert.
I'll take that as a compliment.
There's more. The bread alters their brains. It works on the eater's cognitive brain functions to be adaptable to new ideas and less skeptical of leaving behind all their worldly possessions.
I know a certain political party that would like that.
That occurred to me too.
You've done good work, Dimitri. This is all good background for my story in the Turin Dish.
I deserve a reward for such good work.
Yes, indeed you do. Melodia is leaving for school in an hour. Perhaps you can come over and enjoy some morning delights.
Oh, I find that strangely appealing, Miss Rostov. Wear your boots.
So, Esme, what do you think?
About?
Exclusivity. Mutual other direction.
You've lost me.
Let's only date each other. Let's be an item. Straddle the dating scene like the Spire straddles the triangle.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes, Eddie. Exclusivity.
You mean you want to be a couple? Cool.
You sound surprised.
Well, I thought I'd have to convince you. You know, flowers, emoticons. I even made a PowerPoint.
No, all you had to do was ask. You could have asked me earlier, you know.
Oh.
You gotta stop underestimating yourself, Mr. Exclusivity. You're funny, and you're easy to talk to. Your mama raised you right.
Huh. I thought I had to be great-looking.
Eddie, we are the gender that cares more about the inside than the outside.
That's a relief.
Besides, you're hunk. A geeky hunk who knows the main sequence.
Aww. And you're my little white dwarf.
Okay, we gotta work on the endearments.
So, what now?
Same as before, only friendlier. Much friendlier.
Esme, how much friendlier is much friendlier?
You're so cute and dense. Much friendlier involves the removal of certain garments. Hello? Eddie, hello? Are you still there?
Hello, is this Esme?
Yes, it is. Who are you?
I'm Nathan, one of Eddie's suite mates. I heard him talking to you, then he sank to the floor. He's hyperventilating, dude. You think he'll be okay?
He does that. Just stay by him and let him rest. I'll be right over.
Hello, This is the Friendly Listener Hotline. How may I help you?
Oh, hello. I called before. I'm still upset.
Well, you can call us anytime. What's on your mind?
My man. Or, I guess my ex-man.
Sounds like trouble.
Yes. We're no longer together.
I'm so sorry.
So am I. He's a good man. And he loves me. And I love him. But... It isn't enough. He's distant from me. We hardly see each other. I'm just filled with jealousy. I shouldn't be. Envy is a sin. But I am. This thing has come between us.
You mean another woman?
No. If it were only that simple. No. It's the spire?
The building?
Yes. That damn 160-story carbon-welded whatever revolutionary all-are-welcome building. That fucking framework that's ruining our view and blotting out the sun. I hate it. I hate it!
Please, help me understand, ma'am, how...
He's involved with it. He's a public figure. He's called the man behind the spire. He spends all day and night with it, developing plans, marketing it, selling spaces on it, hawking it on TV like cornflakes.
You must have strong feelings for him.
I do. I didn't think I would. We started off just being lovers, but I fell for him. It felt so good to hold him. We haven't slept together in I don't know how long.
I see.
It's been very hard on me. I've been let down before by men. It's part of the game. But to be rejected for this thing, is too much. It's too much.
I'm so glad you called us, ma'am. It's very hard to be separated from someone you love.
Yes, it is. I had so much hope. Oh, crap. I have an important phone call. Church business. I have to go. You're very nice to listen to me.
Call us anytime, ma'am. We'll be waiting.
What the Spire Means to Me by Keisha Roberts. The spire is big and tall and really, really hot. Oops, I'm thinking of Idris Elba. Sorry. Take two. What the Spire Means to Me by Keisha.
We have so much extra business at the bar. All those construction workers for the spire. It's a wonder I can spend any time with you at all, love.
I know, doll. Don't worry. I'll be at the ready with Epsom salts and a back rub.
You are a tempter, sir. Anyway, the wedding plans are getting out of hand. Mom's friends, dad's friends, their church friends, my friends, your friends. Now I see why people elope.
It's an option. I'm pretty good with a ladder.
We do have experience operating on the sly.
So what do you want to name the baby?
Darling, aren't we getting a little ahead of ourselves?
Okay, I'll wait. But when's the gender reveal?
I'm still on the pill, honey. We agreed.
I know. Remember, I was a Boy Scout. Be prepared.
Don't you be a Boy Scout with me. I'm marrying a man, remember?
Oh, make a note of it.
Oh, gotta go. Those construction workers drink beer like our cat drinks water.
Wait, we don't have a cat.
Baby will need a friend. Later, baby.
Later.
End NSA voice intercepts. Primary keyword, the spire. Further intercepts as required. Christ on a pogo stick. A monkey could do this. Encrypt and transmit in 3, 2...
Stars bright, stars right. Hope you see two stars tonight. I love me some supernovas. At a safe distance, of course. Hello, listeners. I have come to enjoy these little visits from afar. But now the time has come to get close. It's time to arrange some tower visits. 4, 3, 2.
What the hell?
Oh, holy shit!
I thought this might happen.
Good God, I recognize this.
So much blue.
And the wind.
Chill out, people. We're only on top of the tallest object in the Western Hemisphere.
The spire. We're on top of my building. But we're not supposed to open the observation deck for 5 years.
I'm not going near the edge.
How did we get up here? I was in the bar. And then the world went some kind of electric. And here I am. Buddy, what are you doing here?
Beats the shit out of me.
I don't know any of you.
But I know all of you.
Yeah. Way to go, Barnard. Spill the beans.
Oh, lighten up. We have bigger fish to fry.
I hate fish.
My God, I can see an airliner at eye level.
How did we get here?
More importantly, how do we get down?
Hiya, folks.
Buddy, did a 7-year-old girl in a blue dress just appear right next to us?
I do believe it did.
Okay.
You sound familiar, little girl.
Silly Nika.
It seems you two know each other.
I am called the Unknown One.
And that helps us how?
She looks like the little girl on Little Matilda Candy Wrapper.
Only sweeter. You're probably wondering why I brought you here.
Brought us here?
The electric feeling you described? That was me.
I think Becky must have slipped something in my coffee. I don't recall seeing Meat Girl in the Atmosphere on my schedule.
This is so like you.
And you being a wise ass is so like you.
Bite me.
Wheels within wheels. Time wrapped in time. Stars bright, stars right.
You gotta admit, being totally confused takes an edge off the terror of being 8 billion feet in the air.
Don't remind me.
Look, Miss Unknown Person, I have lawyers, a whole fleet of them, ready to enjoin you from kidnapping me.
Enjoin? That's a good one, Mr. Buxton.
I mean it. Litigation till the cows come home. Big cow.
Buddy, I think we're in a bigger league now.
Correct, Mr. Satterwhite.
How do you know my name?
Those secure messages you exchanged with your friend Barnard?
Yes.
They aren't so secure.
Got that right.
This is all very fascinating. But what the Sam Hill does this have to do with anything?
Nika knows.
I do?
Uh-huh. Look up. The twin suns, so bright, they can be seen by day.
The stars of the millennium, yes. They've caused no end of speculation.
What do stars do, Nika? You study them.
Is this on the test?
There is no test, Nika. Just humor me. What do stars do?
They shine. They emit heat. They form the raw material of the planets.
And?
I don't know what else. Maybe if I were calmer and lower, I might know.
Think back. 2,000 years ago, there was a star. It was followed. People sing about it.
You mean the Star of Bethlehem?
Cold star for you, Mr. Buxton.
I don't get it. This isn't Palestine, and you're way too young to be married.
Annunciation. The supernovas are an annunciation.
On the nose, Master Satterwhite. You get 2 gold stars.
But what are you announcing?
Stars bright.
Say what?
Brad, remember our conversations?
About starflight? Inducing starflight?
You're getting warm.
But this isn't a starship.
You're getting cold.
You can't travel to the stars without a starship. This is a building. The starships are going to be built in orbit.
See that box over there?
Besides the portalette? We're going to the stars in a portalette?
The box beside it is what you're thinking inside of.
Oh, that helps tremendously.
Outside the box is a river.
What?
What?
Shh, I'm being poetic. The river goes to the stars. The river flows to the stars, all the way to the delta, and to the blue sea.
This kid is weird.
Hush! The sea is the universe. You get in the river, you float downstream, and you get into the universe. All of them.
All of them?
There are many, you know. Or at least you know now.
I think I'm going to sit down and go to my happy place, if possible.
The spire is not a building.
I spent 10 years with it. It is a building, Missy.
Only from the outside. Haven't you noticed the extra things on the plans?
I'm the money guy. I leave the details to the architects.
No one will ever live or work in it.
Where's that happy place you mentioned, Mr. Barnard? I need to sit down.
The entire spire has been marketed as a residential and business complex. The budget is the size of a small nation. And now you're telling us it's all a waste of time?
Not a waste. An investment.
In what, Missy? In what?
You humans forget so easily. It's an investment in the river.
Okay, I'll build a raft.
Is there room in that happy place for three?
I'll scooch over.
So who gets to ride the river? Just anyone?
The river keepers decide.
And who are they?
We are.
You are.
Exactly.
You get to decide who goes down the river?
You're hot. Very hot.
What Miss Obscurity is trying to tell us in her cryptic way is that the river is Galactic Society. A million worlds of sentient beings.
Your explanation is correct, but much less pretty.
Screw pretty. The truth is, her people control the access to the galaxy. They decide whether we share in its riches or while away in our backwater.
We are standing on the greatest structure on Earth. We ain't no backwater.
So we're in the boonies, galactically speaking.
Yes. And living in the boonies, you are not ready to live among us.
Says who?
You need to ask.
So no one from Earth gets to go on the river? That sucks.
We are now selecting a few Earth people to ride the river. According to our criteria.
What about our criteria?
Let's look at your criteria. To matter on this world, you have to be A, rich, B, handsome, C, know the right people, or D, all of the above.
That blocks out 99% of humanity and goes against everything I hold dear.
And I.
I hate to interrupt the value-rama, but it doesn't matter. Mice don't tell cats how to be cats. And we don't tell them how to be them.
We are nothing to you, are we, little big girl?
While it's true you cannot share our intellect and wisdom, we nevertheless appreciate you as entertainment.
Entertainment?
Your wars, your power struggles, your losses, great and small, they all fascinate us. No one else on the river is as much fun to watch.
This is disgusting! You're disgusting! You should be locked up for self-indulgence and petulance!
Find the key, Nika, and I'll gladly walk into your jail and close the door behind me.
Who's that?
It looks like it's a helicopter. A news helicopter. Channel 63.
Maybe they can alert the authorities.
This is Keisha Roberts for Channel 63 Newsapalooza. We are circling the unfinished top of the spire, alerted by a passing airliner. As you can see, there are 5 people on the top floor standing in the center of the roof. 1 woman, 3 men, and as if that weren't weird enough, a little girl in a blue dress. One of them is, holy moly, it's Buddy Buxton! Famous developer and potential sugar daddy Buddy Buxton is on the roof of the spire. He's so handsome, and I'm not just saying that to claw my way to the top by screwing over my former friends and doing whatever it takes to get ahead. That's not what I'm about, no siree. Buddy has his cell phone in his ear. Who could he be calling? Oh, jeepers, my phone is buzzing. Someone's trying to get through. It's either my jerk-off ex-boyfriend or Buddy. Oh, shoot. It says signal blocked. And Buddy's tapping his phone as if to get it working. Cedric, can you fly any closer? Oh, poop on the FAA rules. Get in there. Okay. We're trying to find out who the little girl is. Someone call the Little Matilda Company. She looks to this journalist like the girl on the candy bar. I see the other news choppers are gathering around like flies at a picnic. Oh, I made a metaphor. Clever me. Folks, We'll maintain our vigil in the air as long as our fuel holds out or until the persons on the roof come down. This is super excited yet calm and objective, Keisha Roberts reporting from the eighth wonder of the world, the Spire.
This is wrong.
Did I ask for an opinion?
This is ethically and morally wrong.
Says the CIA man with a moral code he follows on an as-needed basis. How many misdeeds have you committed?
They're nothing compared to your crime.
Which is, Mr. Prosecutor?
The attempted suppression of the hopes and dreams of the human race. The denial of the benefits a galactic civilization would bring. No more disease. An end to poverty. Universal literacy. A stable world government. And so much more.
We have a carefully calibrated program of uplift for the most promising human beings.
Calibrated by whom? And who gets left out?
Considering your history, an 85% unteachable rate seems most reasonable. Anyway, it's not up for negotiation. We're starting today. Stars bright, stars right. The double star will lead the way as space-time blends with time's pace.
Unacceptable.
That's a big word for grown-ups only.
I have something to say.
Oh, goody. A statement of defiance. I so love those.
Make it count, buddy.
I used to watch Cosmos on TV. Carl Sagan. You know, that guy with the funny voice who was always talking about billions and billions of stars. One night he said we were all made of star stuff.
The same elements as in the sun.
Right. He believed in human beings. He believed we could care for each other, teach each other, comfort each other, and not only us, but the whole world. He saw our potential, our capacity for being good and noble and selfless. He believed in us, and you, little girl from the stars, don't. I say that to your shame, not mine, not hers, or theirs, or humanity's. You're made of star stuff too, I believe. I believe there is a man upstairs who made us all, made you too. Though I wonder if it wasn't a big mistake on his part. If you are made by that same man, you're no better or worse than any of us. I'm a businessman. I know that any business doesn't use the entire skill set of its employees is bound to fail. If you just dribble us out into this river, you're not only holding back 85% of us, you're hurting 100% of you. We aren't as smart as you are or strong. We can't command the stars like you can. Doesn't matter. We are the human race of the planet Earth. We crawled up from the sea and built cities out of mud, made babies, and cured the sick and showed justice and mercy. Those things you sorely lack. And we did it without your precious help and your clever words, little God girl. Remember that. We are the human race. We can't wait to turn the next corner, walk on the moon, and fly under our own power to the nearest star. We're in a race to get better every day. This I believe with all my heart, with all my mind. With the work of our hands, we stand on top of and with my very soul. Top that.
Yes. Well said, sir.
Yes. Truth to power.
Well, Miss Galaxy, what do you say to that?
I'd say the Academy Awards are spoken for.
Well, duh.
But I remain unmoved. I cannot compromise our way of uplift. Nor, frankly, can I share power on that scale. We will begin the process of selection.
You mean suppression.
Mere semantics. The program continues. The Spire will be completed and activated on schedule, Mr. Buxton. As your true prime contractor, I insist on it.
Bullshit.
There is no point behind your vulgarity, Barnard.
This building will not stand.
Oh, come now.
My people are working on something called a thought-activated switch. An internal series of mental concepts that, when thought in the right sequence and rhythm, can activate a mechanical process without any physical action.
I I designed one of these 12,000 years ago.
Big fucking deal. In my mind, I have the prototype switch. With a 12-second sequence of thoughts, I can trigger an action. Such as, for instance, the spire's self-destruct mechanism.
There's no such thing.
There most certainly is. Brad, in our briefing, do you remember the anomalies in the air conditioning system?
Yes, they are over-engineered. They could freeze the residents into popsicles in 30 minutes.
That would be relevant, if there were any residents.
The system is adaptable. I can alter the molecular level of the quantum fiber. It can, at my command, begin the liquefaction of the spire's framework.
You mean it can make the spire melt?
Like butter on a hot sidewalk.
So you do that, and none of humanity ever reaches the galaxy.
Sure we will. On our ships. On our terms.
All or nothing is a fool's game.
I've been a damn fool all my life, little one. I'm used to it.
It doesn't matter. Quixotic, as you may have noticed, I have certain powers. One of them is what an old radio writer called the power to cloud men's minds. When I said the word quixotic, Barnard, I rendered your brain incapable of issuing the thought command. You and humanity have been outwitted and defanged.
And yet I am thinking. Gentlemen and lady, is it our consensus that the spire be destroyed to prevent its misuse by our alleged superiors?
For humanity, yes!
For Drew, and for our children, yes.
Buddy, we need your approval.
God, this is hard. We're talking about the end of my most precious dream. But there is someone I still love down there, despite our wrangling. I want her to bear our children, who will sail that river. I vote yes.
You and your voting. You do not have a choice in the matter. The spire will stand.
No, never!
Say what? I have no idea what just happened. Do you, dear listener? Help me out, please, and tune in for the final episode of The Spire to find out. Production costs for The Spire are provided by Memodyne Apparel. At Mem App, we design affordable, tailored clothing for all galactic beings trying to mess with the human race. Just another service of Memodyne. Memodyne, it trips lightly on the tongue and calms the turbulent mind. Memodyne. Looks like you've been snickered again. This has been a Martin Quinn production of excellence.
My name is Tom Haynes, and I play Brad. My name is Tom Haynes, and I play Brad Satterwhite. I was born in the Windy City, Chicago, Illinois, and I am the son of parents in Cleveland, Ohio. And my last role was George Sillars in Inherit the Wind. I worked at the feed store. And I love theater because it keeps me in trouble.